It's Wednesday, March 23rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, Nigerian Muslim militants killed over 20 Christians in a southern Kaduna city. The Christians were just finishing their church service when the gunmen began their attack. The Muslims also burned the church building and many homes. A source told International Christian Concern, quote, "Militant herdsmen have entered Kagoro near the seminary, killing and burning the houses. Even the soldiers have run away because the attackers' guns are superior to theirs. We are very much concerned for Kagoro, the Center for Christianity in southern Kaduna," end quote. According to Open Doors, Nigeria is the seventh worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The United Nations estimates that 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine, with 3.5 million of them having left the country since Russia's invasion. Russian airstrikes turned Ukraine's port city of Mariupol to ashes yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of people are reportedly trapped in the city. The Russian attack on the capital, Kiev, has stalled as Ukrainian forces retook an important suburb of the city. Meanwhile, Christian ministries continue to send aid to the refugees. Keith Townsend, with International Cooperating Ministries, told the Christian Post, quote, "These churches and hope centers in western and southern Ukraine, in Romania and Moldova, and other countries like that, are taking in the refugees. It's been a joy in the midst of all this tragedy to see how God's people have responded," end quote. Psalm 146, verse 9 says, "The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down." On Monday, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services agreed to pay $250,000 in attorney's fees to Catholic Charities West Michigan in a religious liberty case. The case began in 2019 when the Catholic Adoption Agency sued Michigan for requiring state-contracted adoption groups to place children in homes of people living sexually perverted lifestyles. The U.S. Supreme Court set precedent last year on the issue when they ruled that Philadelphia violated the First Amendment by trying to force a Catholic adoption agency to place children in homosexual homes. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee continued its hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday. If appointed, Jackson would be the first black woman on the court. When asked about abortion, Jackson said Roe v. Wade is the settled law of the Supreme Court. Listen.
Roe and Casey are the settled law of the Supreme Court concerning the right to terminate a woman's pregnancy. They have established a framework that the court has reaffirmed.
In addition, Jackson has opposed the free speech of pro-lifers to save lives outside of abortion mills. As more states are putting restrictions on abortion, Citigroup announced it will cover travel costs for employees who want to have their unborn babies killed. However, the bank's plan met resistance in Texas, where 8,500 Citigroup employees work. Texas Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane warned Citigroup that, quote, "Its officers and employees will face criminal prosecution if Citigroup does not immediately terminate coverage of elective abortions performed in Texas in its employee benefit plans," end quote. Tell Citigroup CEO Jane Frazier that you object to the bank's support for abortion. Call 212-793-0710. That's 212-793-0710. Or email citysalutes@citi.com. City is spelled C-I-T-I. Or write Jane Frazier a letter at Citibank, 388 Greenwich Street, New York, New York, 10013. And email me at adam@theworldview.com to let me know that you contacted her. Please include your full name, city, and state. I plan to share several of your email comments in an upcoming newscast. A study by the National Institutes of Health found there were more alcohol-related deaths among people under 65 in 2020 than there were COVID deaths for the same age group. Overall, alcohol-related deaths skyrocketed by 25% in 2020 to nearly 100,000. Alcohol-related deaths increased the most among young adults between the ages of 25 and 44, jumping 40% compared to 2019. The National Institutes of Health noted, quote, studies reported increases in drinking to cope with stress. Deaths involving alcohol reflect hidden tolls of the pandemic, end quote. And finally, the Deseret News Marist poll released their 2022 Faith in America survey. The study found that 54% of Americans believe in God as described in the Bible. 40% of adults attend church at least once or twice a month, down from 52% in 2011, and only 30% of adults attend church weekly. The study also found a majority of Christians and non-Christians alike think the moral compass in America is pointed in the wrong direction. Respondents reported family as their most likely source for moral guidance, followed by rule of law and friends. Religious teachings and religious leaders came in fourth and fifth as sources of moral guidance. Psalm 119, verses 105 and 106 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.